Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Reception Perception, the show, is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is 6 times distilled till it's just right. And naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything. From the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys. Tito's is known for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits to serve its communities and do good for dogs. Make your next cocktail with Tito's. Distilled and bottled by 5th Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
I want to stay in this division. Can we talk about Malik Nabers here? Matt, I want you to put on... What was it? 2 catches for 13 yards, something like that. It was something crazy, right? So, like, okay, I want you to put your OC hat on, right? How do you scheme open Malik Nabers? Because I thought the broadcast did a really good job of showing you, you know, kind of sort of that double team that's going to work. Like they have a guy over the top of Malik, and yet they also have a guy playing underneath. It's a lot of zone stuff where both defenders are kind of sort of looking towards the quarterback, but they're really making that window for Malik Nabers very narrow, very small. So again, put your OC hat on. How do you scheme open this guy, Malik Nabers?
Yeah, 2 catches, 13 yards on 7 targets. Here's the problem. His air yards per target is 20.9 from this game.
Good God.
That needs to be way lower. Like, if you're coming in there and they're doubling this guy, whatever, that is the biggest crock of shit excuse I've ever heard. Like,
I agree.
Especially for a player like this. It's one thing if it's, you know, Nico Collins, one of these guys that basically only plays boundary X receiver. But this is Malik Nabers. All you did last year, I joked at times that, like, that the Giants weren't running an offense last year. They were running like a Malik Nabers fantasy usage scam last season. Just like, how do we just get the ball in his hands any way possible? Yeah. Little passes to the flats. And like, the problem is Russ just doesn't take those throws necessarily. Like, getting him open over the middle on like quick slants, that's not going to be Russ's game. But we got to put him like in the slot. We got to put him like condensed to the line of scrimmage as the slot receiver, and like put two guys on top of, like, stack him with another guy, switch releases, stuff like that to make communication tough at the line of scrimmage. And you just saw none of that. It was just constantly like him just kind of out on the boundary, maybe as the flanker, maybe as the X. But it's just like, that is a player that it should be difficult to double consistently, because you're doing so. I mean, shoot, throw him a pop pass, you know, like behind the line of scrimmage. But I think that like the problem with Russ is that he is just so like, I know he's coming off the 450 yard game against the Cowboys. That was the ultimate mirage. And, you know, Wandale Robinson dunked on me. And also shout out to Wandale, one catch for 26 yards in this game. Like, as much as I don't want to say ripped on Brian Thomas Jr., but like told the truth about like wide receiver play, which is just sometimes you got to put your big boy pants on and go over the middle and like take a hit. He went and took a hit on that 26 yard catch. And like Wandale's playing big boy football. Like some of these other guys need to drop the excuses here. But again, like Malik Nabers, that's somebody that should be difficult to do that with, but Russ is so limiting that he really is only taking those vertical shots. Or he's throwing the football away, or he's checking it down. And that makes the menu, like maybe they did, I haven't gone back and charted this game yet, but maybe they were trying to do some of those things with like moving him around, like Russell's just not taking those throws.
Yeah.
That's potentially part of it, but that is a guy that should never come away with like seven targets and be targeted on like 19.4% of his routes when you're getting like rocked like that by a team that also isn't very good on the other side of it.
Yeah, what I don't understand is, okay, you're getting blasted here. When you go into the fourth quarter, I mean, why are we still so stuck on Russell Wilson? Like, I don't get it. That's what I don't understand.
They're in a weird spot.
I would love to see Jameis Winston. I would think, like, again, if you want to protect if you want to protect Jackson Dart, right, and that's the you know, one of the objectives of you don't want to rush this guy out there too soon. Totally understand. Why the hell did y'all make a move for Jameis Winston if you're not even willing to play him in what is essentially a blowout? I mean, they never, and then again, them running Jackson Dart out there for like two or three or four, like high leverage plays. Like, what are we doing? I really don't understand. And this is why Brian Daboll's going to get fired, man. But I'm just like, I'm like, I don't understand. Like, what are we doing out here, New York? Like, why are we getting Jackson Dart out there? We're going to put him out there. We're going to break. By the way, this drives me crazy because New York actually has a little bit of a rhythm going, right? They're driving a little bit. They're actually moving the ball for once. Okay, let's go ahead and take Russ out and let's put Jackson Dart in. But we're not going to let him throw the ball. Okay, so we're not going to throw the ball. Everyone knows he's not going to throw the ball. Okay, we're going to run this route. It's just, I mean, you talk about just throwing rocks on the track. Like, what are we doing? I really don't understand. Like, they had a drive going and they just randomly take out Russ, and he's actually starting to get into a little bit of a rhythm, a little bit of a groove, and then they throw in Jackson Dart. Makes no sense.
I think they do that because they so badly like want to play Jackson Dart. Brian Daboll specifically, I think, so badly wants to play Jackson Dart, but I also think they're terrified of throwing him out there I think they're overthinking it in terms of they're terrified to throw him out against like a defense that's going to be a tough matchup. You can basically just go down the list and like, you're not going to find a good spot to put Jackson Dart out there defensive, like matchup wise. Especially their schedule is really tough. It just is what it is. The Patriots last year, remember, everybody freaked out about like, oh my God, you can't throw Drake May out there against the Houston Texans. It's like, well, okay, Drake May is not a perfect quarterback, but he's fine. Like he's fine. And I think that's part of it. I also think they're terrified of throwing him out there while Andrew Thomas is not 100% healthy. Like, they want Andrew Thomas back out there. Okay, man. Like, I get it, but it's just, this is the like overthinking that is going on in the Giants building right now, because I just, maybe I'm wrong about this, but my gut reaction and my gut feeling about how this goes is that they're going to cling to Russ. They've already clung to him too long, period. Like, I mean, I don't care what happened in week two against the Cowboys. The vast majority so far has been like, it's an offense that can't go anywhere.
Yeah. Week one was abysmal. I mean, horrendous. Yeah,
week three was worse.
Yep.
Like, it's just week two said more about the Cowboys and a very easy to beat defense with exactly what Russ is good at, which is just like throwing go routes against weaker corners and like diagnosing a very simple cover two zone scheme. That's great, but very, very few teams do that. Very few teams present that level of ease to solve. So, you know, you get a guy like Spags who's going to disguise coverages on the back end and stuff like that and cover up your number one. Well, okay, now you don't really have the threats there to do anything else, and your quarterback is just such a limited menu. He can still spin it, but there's more to being able to spin it than what Russ provides at this point. So that's just, they're going to cling to him too long, probably. They might go to Dart this week. I don't know. But
so again, go to Jameis. You've got three quarterbacks on the roster.
I agree with you. I'm not even the biggest Jameis guy in the world. And I'm not like a, I do think obviously Malik Nabers would go crazy with Jameis in there. I don't think they'd be any better as a football team with Jameis. I think they'd still lose as many games.
Okay. So can I just say this? First of all, 100% agree with you. They're definitely going to lose just as many games with Jameis Winston as they will with Russ. But yo, tell me those games would not at least be fun. Those are going to be some fun ass losses. I'd much rather have that than see with the dreadful Giants team that we saw week 1 and 3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I agree with you, but this is how these guys think. They're thinking about like selling it to the fan base, selling it to the ownership, and like you can sell Russell Wilson like, oh well, remember he one of these games he was so good, and like he's a former Super Bowl champion and blah 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 blah. Like you run through the whole resume of it, and like there's a respectability of it with Russ, whereas with Jameis, you know, you're just kind of goofing off. You're just goofing off with Jameis back there. So Jackson Dart. They obviously like him, but they're just not going to be good enough to keep their jobs. This is not a coaching staff that is worth keeping around. So now ultimately I think you're going to have burned a first round pick on a quarterback who maybe could have worked out in some weird little scenario with Brian Daboll, like cooking it up for him. But Brian Daboll is probably going to get canned at the end of the year. He probably shouldn't even be on the job right now. And now you're just like, I don't know. Will the next coaching staff be all that eager about working with Jackson Dart?
No,
we'll see. We'll see. I don't know.
First of all, I think most draft analysts thought that was a big time reach. Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart had like so many red flags in his profile. And yet I wish I had the confidence of Joe Sheen and Brian Daboll. I do.
Oh my God.
I mean, the absolute just confidence that they have in themselves to say, you know what? We're on the hot seat, and instead of making this pick about improving this year's team because my job is on the line, no, we're going to go draft a developmental quarterback. That's who we're going to draft with an early draft pick. What? I mean, again, that is them being so confident in themselves and saying, yep, this is what's going to happen. We're going to draft this developmental quarterback, and because we're so good, we're going to develop him. And not only that, we're going to be around for the next 2-3 years. We know that we're going to be around for the next 2 or 3 years to see that pay off. I'm like, dang, man, like that's the level of irrational confidence I strive to have. Bro, I am out here, you know, every 3 or 4 weeks, I'm just like, you know, imposter syndrome, like an MF-er. Okay. Like I need to have the irrational confidence of Joe Sheen and Brian Daboll in my life. I would be a much happier person. I can tell you that right now.
Well, as somebody that is in business with you, I'm glad you don't. I'm glad you've got a little bit less irrational and unearned confidence than those guys. I think that would, I think it makes our partnership a little bit better. But yeah, man, and like, God. I don't know. I just, Neighbors is such a good player. You know, he could be one of the best receivers in the league if he's not already one of the best receivers in the league. You know, yeah, he probably is one of the best receivers in the league. But like, just this is an example of like why we should not talk about bad quarterback play as if it is like a blanket statement. Because last year they were able to get him the ball on these like quick hitters and easy reads and RPOs and stuff with Daniel Jones, who, by the way, is doing that in a well-designed and deep offense there in Indianapolis. And you see how that is going.
Yeah. Saquon leaves, Super Bowl champion. Daniel Jones leaves. He's like, you know, dark horse MVP candidate all of a sudden, you know, come on.
And then with Russ, we've seen the Neighbors' experience be much more volatile. Again, he's averaging almost 17 air yards per target this year. And it's just like, I get it. There's got to be a way to meet in the middle there. And you want him to find that quarterback that can meet him in the middle there. I'm skeptical that I hope it is, but I'm skeptical that guy's Jackson Dart. And if it's not Jackson Dart, then again, and if it is Jackson Dart, and then this coach staff gets fired, is that going to last over the course of the year here? So this is what happens with like a wide receiver who goes to a landing spot that does not have an established quarterback in the draft and doesn't have like a young guy to groom the Giants with Malik Neighbors. And now it's just like, we're going to be, I have a bad feeling we're going to be doing this again in 2026, where he's still going to be productive. He's still going to be awesome. But like, last year he had 109 catches, 1,200 yards and 7 touchdowns. That's a guy that should have like 1,500 yards and 13 touchdowns. Like, that's the ceiling for a player like that. And we're not going to get it this year. No. Even if we got that one awesome game against the Giants, I mean, against the damn Cowboys, we're not going to get it this year. And I don't know if like we don't develop Jackson Dart, are we ever going to get it in New York? I don't know.
Well, it's a deep quarterback class, I think, in this upcoming draft. So we'll find out what that's going to end up looking like.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Oh! Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.